Hello, strangers. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to the Loot & Dagger podcast, and this is episode one. For more information about Numenera, our podcast, our plans, and our deepest, darkest secrets, please continue listening to the very end. Now, without further ado, let's tell a few stories.
If you can hear me, you've come to the right place.
Us together.
We'll search for fame and fortune.
For honor and glory.
For vengeance and wisdom. This frequency has been taken by Loot and Dagger.
Hello, gazers. Today's adventure is brought to you by Zippy Zack's Claytomator. Have you been trapped in a landfall, or any other way you can't push yourself out of the stone? Do you need to knead your way out of situation? Grab Zippy Zack's Claytomator.
Our story begins a billion years in the future, where eight civilizations rose to unimaginable heights, but eventually, for one reason or another, fell. Whether they died, ascended, scattered, or simply left the planet is a mystery. But humanity is again on the rise, for this is the Ninth World, and in the Ninth World, civilization is built on the remnants of the previous eight. Knowledge, control, toughness, or at the very least, incredible luck is what defines those who inhabit the current landscape. In the remote mining town of Redstone, the people are having nightmares, and these nightmares do not stop. Operating off only a few hours of sleep a day, and plagued by constant horrific visions, the town slowly creeps into chaos and insanity. With options limited and very little hope, the leader of Redstone sent his butler, a curious automation simply named The Gift, to seek help in Baytown. So it is here we start, at The Ringer, a shop that sells all manner of curious artifacts and ciphers. Ciphers, for those unaware, are ancient, often confusing or strange pieces of technology. The owner of this shop is Pierce Ringer, a clever jack who speaks with machines. His love of Shen, which is the currency of the region, is legendary, though it'll be his attraction to danger and adventure that will ultimately either be the saving grace or the killing, selfish poison of Redstone and beyond. He travels with a reprogrammed gazer, and with this floating orb's eye camera, he captures everything for his audience. Pierce Ringer is more famous than he realizes, and less famous than he thinks. Let us also talk about Dr. Harold Green, an intelligent nano who rides the lightning, for his actions are destined to tie into the lives of Redstone and more. Not much is known of Dr. Green, but from what I'm willing to tell you, Harold is new to the area and this existence of time. He's a classic case of a bright scientist who somehow lost it all and is now a shadow of his former self. Baytown affords Harold a few shin a day to fix electronics and sort. And most people in town only see him as a crazed, babbling man with wild gray hair who obsessively guards a small toy robot bear. There is more to Harold, though. More than he cares to admit or remember. Today, he cares only of fixing Diego.
So, I am a shop owner in Baytown. Mm-hmm. I have a shop, purveyor of fine ciphers and oddities, and it's called The Ringer, where you can go and shop for good stuff. On a day-to-day basis, I'm sort of reviewing people's goods that they bring into me for trade or for sell. And you know, not a whole lot of excitement, but I do try to keep my ear to the ground. Mm-hmm. and see if there's any things that I can get up to go out and adventure. I love adventuring. The camera follows me around, or the gazer follows me around.
Talking about your gazer.
Yeah.
And also, let's just do this. The camera of the movie moment of this podcast is going to pan to you within your shop. And are you finishing up perhaps a vlog to your gazer? Just describe what your gazer looks like, and describe what you've been doing, generally speaking, with this gazer.
So the gazer, I guess. So like right now, I'm sitting in the back of this, like, dusty, looks like a real junky shop. It's not clean. There doesn't seem to be real order to it. It's very chaotic. Mm-hmm. And I'm sort of back in the back, and I'm looking at the gazer, and I'm having it come down to my level. So, you know, I'm a short guy, pretty short. And I'm having it come down to my level, and I'm like, you know, clearing my throat. I'm like, "Hello, gazers! Are you looking for a brand new pair of goggles that will tell you the exact hour, minute, and second of your impending death? Well, look no further! Snogglebart's Goggle Clocks! Come down to the ringer to pick up Snogglebart's Goggle Clocks! They will tell you not only the exact hour, minute, and second, but as soon as you put these on, you will also see the individual or item or event that will cause your death. Come on down to the ringer and buy them now! Only 15 shins!" Yes, let's keep that one. I like that one.
Put the camera now over to another spot within Baytown. Tell us about Harold Green.
If this was a movie moment...
Yes, this is absolutely a movie moment.
You would see a man. Looks disheveled in a way. Kind of crazy, unkempt white hair. Stumbling through the streets of the city. Carrying a bear, who's at this point kind of lifeless. He's just kind of holding it by its arm, kind of dragging it. And he's mumbling to himself. If anybody in the audience has seen, if you haven't, you should stop watching this, listening to this podcast right now. Back to the Future. He's basically Doc Brown. But Doc Brown on meth is kind of what he looks like. Because he looks crazy. He's been through some shit. Physically, he's not all there. And... his reaction to the world when looking around and his reaction to some things that seem commonplace to some people seem really out of whack to him. He's looking at things that he is amazed by that other people look at and be like, "Oh, okay, that's normal." But he's on his way to this shop.
The camera pans back to the shop as Harold Green walks through the shop. I imagine he walks through almost like Kramer style, like,
"Ooh!" Yeah, pretty much.
Shopkeep! Ah! What the hell's wrong with you, man?
I need something. Do you have old world antiques?
I have many fine goods.
Espresso machine! Do you have one? You know coffee, right? Coffee fiend. For months now, do you have coffee? A machine that'll brew a cup of coffee. Or in my case, an espresso, something strong, something really, 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 really strong. And can you fix this bear?
Okay, the bear I can.
He holds up the bear.
Okay, the bear, and he's holding it up way over my head. Mm-hmm. So I'm just looking at it. I'm like, okay, bring it down to me.
By the way, it's not just a regular bear. Open it up and show the circuitry.
I see that. I can gather that. This I can fix. What is coffee?
To drink.
Okay, so I'm going to take the bear and go back.
Why has nobody ever heard of coffee around here?
Back of the workshop and tinker with the bear. Yeah.
All right.
I just kind of finagle around the store, kind of mumbling to myself.
Sure. At this point, if you'd like to roll to fix the bear, it's going to take also, you have plenty of supplies right now while you're at your home base, quote unquote, your home base. We're going to say that it's going to be a difficulty.
You hear Harold shout out really from across the store.
If he wakes up, his name's Diego.
You got it.
To fix the bear, it's going to take an energy charge, which you already have, like an energy cell.
He'll be confused.
A couple of spare circuits that you're going to have to replace because some of them are burnt out. And this is going to be a difficulty 3. Task, meaning it'll be a roll of 9. If you have anything that can help that, if you have, I'm going to say that this is not Numenera specifically, this is going to be more of a mechanical, like, fixing kind of skill.
Can I give him some pointers on how I fixed him in the past to help lower the roll?
Absolutely.
You don't have to do that because I actually...
I'll do that anyway.
I'll have to pull it up.
I want to make sure it's okay.
As long as you role play it out, I will give
you...
Shopkeep!
Hang on.
Very good.
I have machine affinity.
So now it's a roll of two, and with the next role play session you guys are about to do, it's actually just going to be a difficulty of one, meaning that you just got to beat a three. Go ahead and roll that three, and then you guys start role playing out what happens.
Six.
So you do succeed.
Okay, the red wire there that you're grabbing, don't touch that one. That one's that initially has a short in it.
This is my job.
Okay, but I'm letting you know
what
it's a little finicky.
A plume of smoke comes up from the...
No, don't breathe in the blue smoke. The blue smoke's bad.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Green smoke now appears.
I've never seen the green smoke, but okay. Just...
Okay.
Keep in mind the AC power that I have hooked up to it. You may need to solder the connectors a little bit back to the node.
And it is... awake.
And just put this chest plate back
and
on.
Diego?
It takes its little Diego paw and waves at you.
Diego! I hold up my hands like I'm trying to hug him.
It runs, it like leaps into the air and jumps into your arms.
I embrace this bear so bad. So awesome. So happy. Thank you! Oh, Diego. I'm happy to see you.
Look over to the gazer who's kind of been watching this whole thing pan out, and I'm like, another satisfied customer. All right, that'll be 15 shin.
What's that? Point of the gazer.
Oh, that's my gazer.
What's it doing?
It's filming.
I did not give consent.
There is a red light, and it is currently aimed at you.
It's live. There's...
I hold Diego in front of my face. I didn't give consent for this. I just wanted you to fix my bear and maybe potentially sell me a coffee machine.
Automation walks in. You have a customer. You guys are both in the back of your store.
And you, 15 shin, stay. I gotta go to work. Gazer, come on. I'll walk out to the front.
All right.
It's our back door.
Dragging my
There is a cloaked figure kneeling around your wares. And he says... Pierce Ringer?
That would be me. Who's asking?
I am called the Gift, and I am here to negotiate two things with you. Mm. And he points other things, and he's like, oh, I like this. This is nice. And he puts it back. So far, you haven't seen his face. His back has been to you. First, you have an inheritance. From a fan.
I like the sound of this. What is...
And depending on if you accept the inheritance, we can negotiate the rest of the terms. Oh, I like this. This is really nice.
What is this inheritance?
It's a globe that he holds up and he shakes it.
Careful with that. That's brutal birch.
Okay, then. Puts it down. And he turns around and you notice the face is mostly automation. It's mostly... clicks and gadgets and all kinds of like gears and turns, gears that turn around and eyes that are glowing. And these are
Gazer, get a close up on his face.
It's glowing like a bluish, there's a bluish tone to it. And he comes up to you and goes, you have a fan in Redstone. And this fan has unfortunately perished. He has left his estate to you, including me. His ex-butler.
Uh-huh.
And he does a curtsy kind of bow. He gets back up and he goes, the problem is, in order to accept the inheritance, you must help Redstone, the city in which your fan has dearly departed in.
Hmm. Inheritance.
Yes. And he puts a bag in front of you of 50 shin. You get this no matter what, as per his contract stated. Now, 50 shen's a lot of fucking money in Numenera. It is. It's a lot of money. And whatever his estate has, you can obviously pick through once you get there and save Redstone.
What's happening with Redstone right now?
That, and he looks... sad, as sad as an automation can look as he looks down, it's an unfortunate series of events that I do not understand, but I am bound, whether you accept or not, to find a solution for. The people are having nightmares. They have for months, and it's causing the town to go crazy. People are fleeing Redstone. People are committing suicide.
I want to use my assessment ability, or the lies and trickery, whichever one, to figure out if there's something he's leaving out, something that may be key to me deciding whether or not I really want to go. And can he hear all this from the front, from the back?
Yeah, he can hear it all.
Okay.
If he hasn't already tried to slip out.
Is there a back?
What I'm doing yet.
Which, if you're trying to, there's a locked door, and I'll make you roll to unlock it.
No. I'm looking around at the inventory back here. Anything of value?
Does that mean that you just get a lowered roll on that kind of thing? That kind of assessment?
No, it's just a roll in general. Okay. There's no difficulty decrease or anything. It just basically means that
you just do it.
I can roll a check. It's something that I can do. I can roll a check to see through his BS.
Okay, I get you. Then let's do it.
If he's leaving something.
We're going to say this is just a standard roll. B-6.
B-6?
B-6.
No.
You have no clue.
Okay. Well, I like this giant bag of shin you've put in front of me. It's unfortunate, the townspeople, but you know what? I'll accept it.
Will you?
Yes.
And he looks genuinely surprised, and he looks genuinely happy about this. Well, that's amazing. We should begin at once. And you'll probably need some of that shin to buy medical supplies for the town. It's the right thing to do, don't you think?
Yes, I think that would.
But, of course, if you accept, and as you have accepted, and he puts out a contract, he pulls out of his robes. He's wearing big, thick, long robes. When he pulls it out, you know, it's like mechanical hands, that kind of thing. Once you sign this, I will now be gifted to you as per I was gifted to my last beneficiary.
That's slavery.
Okay. All right, just sign on the bottom of this.
Here. Sign on the bottom, and the boat is yours. I did mention the boat, did I? It's the only way to get the Redstone. It is parked outside. It's
a wonderful way to travel.
Now, it is now your sworn duty, as per the contract, to protect Redstone with your life.
Life?
Yes, it's right there. He points. If not, then other gifted will come after you, unfortunately. It is what we are programmed to do. But he blinks. But you, obviously. I mean, you are the one who, you found the mimic horrors of Narnias.
That
was
me.
You.
That, yes.
You are famous.
It's the mimic horrors of Narnia. Yeah.
I wouldn't say famous.
You defeated the Cyclops Lord of Amush.
Okay, so...
That is what you said you did anyways. Is that not correct?
Did you watch the show? Or?
Bjorn Vanderbilt believed every single word and was tuned in religiously and had me attuned to your show. Yes, I have watched.
Good. Well, then you know I can hold up my end of the bargain. The townspeople. 1 hour of sleep of night. I'm assuming that they're going to need... something to keep them up during the day and awake, and maybe something to help them sleep at night. So I need to step back into the back room and see if I can get some inventory.
I do not know what is causing whatever it is that's happening, but I do believe you alone may not be able to do this. I will help as much as I can.
You look around the shop. I'm going to look in the back.
What would I be looking for?
Whatever you would like.
Ooh. And he starts walking around. Kind of like a C-3PO kind of.
Yeah.
He's basically a protocol droid.
All right, so now I'm going back into the back room where...
You hear rustling occasionally. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. And he actually knocks something over.
And, so during this entire conversation, I'm scouring around the back, the inventory room, looking for anything resembling a coffee maker, but also small trinkets that might benefit me in some sort of way. And since I don't know what's back here, I'm going to leave it up to you guys to figure out what I find of value and usefulness.
So okay. You're stealing...
I'm looking for things stealing. At the moment.
Roll a d6. Three. You have found three items that you believe have value. One is what looks to be like a coffee grinder. Like a bean grinder.
This isn't
grinder.
Just specifically coffee related. This is basically anything. I know.
I'm okay. saying that that's what you find.
A coffee grinder.
Coffee grinder. Has no actual value as far as that's concerned.
Okay.
But it's a coffee grinder. A rainbow chitinous handheld circular dial.
Like a phone.
And when you press it, you know what this does, because you're pretty hot with the Numenaris. When you press it, the target is shifted out of phase and unable to make any physical attack. The next thing you find is a leathery, biomattered panel that's on his wall. You have to draw a command glyph with your finger on the surface to activate it. And when that happens, targeted machines becomes time-dialed, operating twice as fast as normal for a period of 2 hours. It looks like maybe it's his... security.
So it's more about like...
So it's like PCP size. For Diego.
So, yeah. So
it's just kind of... Right now it's just kind of grafted to the wall, but you could kind of pry it off. It's its own... It's just like
how is it easy to pry off if I give it a shot?
I'm going
to
leave this to Pierce to say. Because it's his security. In-house security system to make him...
Oh, it's his in-house security.
It is now. Yeah.
For
okay. Now. Then fuck that. No, I'm looking for smaller...
Well, the first thing you got was handheld. Took the target out of phase.
Gotcha.
The second one took the
target. All right, so you're saying that's a small item? Handheld, blah, blah,
yes.
blah.
Yes, it's handheld.
I'm going to hedge magic it and turn it and make it look like a pocket watch. Put it in my pocket.
I'm watching you do this.
Not while you're talking to this guy.
Oh, this is going on time. While
right.
I'm...
Okay, well, that's one of your ciphers. I think you can have two ciphers all times. I don't know what your...
I can have two. I think he can have
one. I can have four.
Four?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one of your four.
So what does it do again? It puts people in out of phase?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a dial with a button, and when you push the button, it not...
To... I'm trying to stock up on artifact on ciphers while I'm in here and you're talking to this guy, if I can find
all right.
him.
Okay, so pair of Azure tinted contact lenses that have apparently a lime-colored button on them.
Mm-hmm.
And you press the lime button, and you temporarily gain +3 might pull for 1 hour.
I'm hedge magicking those into a pair of shades.
Contact lenses into shades. Okay.
All right. Okay. Changing the appearance of them. Okay. So I'm gonna put them on. They're in my hair.
Permanently, they're gonna be shades with a little button on the. We'll just say a little button like a here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's give them one more.
And one more. What did that do again? The shades.
Three might for 1 hour. All right, so you're looking around, and well, here you fuck. You just you're the DM. You
do
the
story. It's just a rant.
Dry, chartreuse.
Chartreuse.
Chartreuse. Gumstrick.
Yeah, it's a chartreuse is a color.
Yeah. So chartreuse.
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 Mold around the heart. The mold around the heart. You become able to speak with any of the recently deceased intelligent within the immediate area.
I'm going to change it into a pack of gum. It's in my pocket. Well, it can talk to any recently deceased in the
immediate area.
Talk to dead.
And one more thing you're going to find is a diamond-shaped brown jewel. When you smash it on a target, nothing happens. But it's a jewel.
It's going to have the appearance of a hollow diamond.
Okay.
That's what it's going to do.
You still have one spot open, but
plenty of game. I have four now.
Okay, very good.
All right. So now I walk back there. He's been pilfering
stuff. He's been pilfering your shit.
But nothing looks
like it. Again, he didn't see any. I couldn't see anything, and neither did the gazer, because I told the gazer to watch, to pay attention to the, what was he called? The gift?
The gift.
The gift. So he was paying attention to the gift. All right, so now I'm walking back there, and I'm going to go over to a spot... that is kind of like, you know, there's like a shelf of like old junk and stuff. I'm going to kind of shove some stuff over and pull out like a small, like supply crate and pop it open. And it's just like full of pills, just pills.
Are you all right, son?
And I guess I need to roll to see what I get, or can I just pick up what I think will help the villagers? So I kind of scramble back out, and I'm like, hey, a present, party favor person.
I am the gift.
Gift, yeah. Yes. How many people are in Redbone?
300.
300. Babble clacks. All right. I think these multiply. These kind of do a little. Okay, so.
Oh, I'll hello there. These and. What is these. Your name? Interesting creature.
And.
Nothing.
You are the nothing. I have heard of you.
Look at distraction.
The distraction is not here.
He's a friend of mine.
Well, the nothing would be friends with the distraction, that is for sure.
You seem to be kind of busy.
Okay, so I'm for 300 people, I think maybe I'm just going to grab two bottles of pills. We'll just say it's an unassumed amount. That these each of these pills will do stuff like if you add them to liquid or whatever.
I believe your pet has left the building.
My pet? What pet?
The strange looking.
Describe it.
Man. He describes Harold Green.
He had a bear.
Son of a. Battle clax! He owes me 15 shin! Present. Party favor. Come with me. We gotta get this guy.
The gift will help.
Gift.
As long as this helps Redstone. In the end. He walks outside and he kind of points to Harold Green, who's still kind of like, I don't know what you're doing at this point. Are you just kind of...
I'm literally...
And he points at Harold Green. He's like, did you need me to subdue him?
Yes, please. Stop him now.
Crouches down, and in a flash of a light, just... He's on you. So
I turn around and look at him.
Mm-hmm.
What are we looking at here as far as like scenery?
You're like in a long ramp that goes down to the city proper. Mm-hmm. This ramp comes up to his oddities shop. So you've just been walking down the ramp. The gift is trying to subdue you, and we're gonna have to do a roll before you do anything else.
Gotcha. But how so we're on a ramp, right? And we're like here.
Yeah. You're like not even halfway down the ramp.
Gotcha. How far is it from here to the bottom of the ramp or and beyond? Like, how far can I see?
I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
It's long distances. Think of like a football field as long distance.
Yeah.
I would think. I think.
Well, it's whatever I can see. So I'm asking, what's my field of vision here?
Your field of vision is whatever you can see.
Okay.
So that would be the city proper. You can see the city proper. Like, you can see it in general. But before you do anything,
gotcha.
You're going to have to
beat the 12. That's against what? Might?
Speed.
Speed.
He's trying to subdue you.
So, well, 12. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 16.
You shake him off.
I just wanted coffee! And I ride the lightning like 100 yards away. Across the street on a roof.
So, the gift looks back over at you, Pierce. And he points up at the... where Harold Green is now on top of a roof somewhere.
I am going to use distance activation.
Okay.
Since I worked on Diego and got... I understand his circuitry and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that he has a power switch.
Okay.
That I can turn on and off. It costs me one intellect, which I have an edge of one.
Okay.
So it costs me nothing. So, what difficulty would I need to beat?
Beat a 9.
Beat a 9.
Oh, a d20?
Mm-hmm.
That's a d12. There you go.
Now, if you have anything that helps you with machinery or anything that helps you with this. But this is you kind of, I guess, the difficulty here is going to be that they're far away. You're trying to, like, pinpoint your, like, radar, like, remote control switch or something. You're trying to, like... tap on a
well, like the whole time I knew he was gonna run.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing you can't get away with me is I can see through. I have lies and trickery.
By the way, as a reminder, and you should know this with what I gave with the information I built Diego. So if you turn him off, I'll probably just hit the switch and turn him back on.
I repaired him, but I modified him. So it's not something that
That wasn't stated, though.
It doesn't have to be stated. I'm stating it now. You can choose to do it, but basically I'm trying to
move. Do you accept a DM intrusion?
I do accept a DM intrusion.
Gain 1 XP. Okay. No matter what roll you make, you're not even going to make it. You're going to fail.
Yeah.
Because the kill switch you put in doesn't work.
Hmm.
You're not sure why, but you think maybe he had another modification you just didn't see.
Okay. So now I can't. All right.
I'm just going to shout down, what is it that you want besides the 15 shins?
Present. Party favor.
The gifted.
Gift.
How may I help?
How quickly can you run?
Very quickly.
I want my 15 shin. Gift, please go get him.
He looks down, shrugs his shoulders, looks up at you.
Hi!
Shrugs his shoulders.
I'm also going to tell my gazer to stay on him.
The gazer is actually going to fly out towards you.
How fast?
And it's going to be fast.
Faster than light?
You can keep poofing around if you want, and we'll play this game for 3 hours.
Yeah, we're not going to play.
Let's say
so
that...
I'll try to continue, but like, what do you want? Talk to me!
So are you now poofing around to different rooftops as the gazer? And
I'm not poofing around. I'm not wasting any more
intellect on here. So the gazer hovers over to you at a certain point, and the gift climbs a wall, like a spider, basically. Goes up and stands next to you.
That's impressive.
It's like, I'm here.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
That's pretty impressive.
I know.
It's almost as impressive as me.
I also make a mean sandwich.
I love sandwiches.
I mean a mean one.
Like angry?
Yes. I put emotion into sandwiches.
I've got to see this.
Bottled emotion.
Have you ever heard of coffee?
There's something in the back of his mind. Yes.
Do you know who sells it?
Redstone.
I'm going to Redstone!
All right, we're all going to Redstone. At some point, I'm getting my 15 shin.
Do you hear that? Diego, we're finally getting coffee!
Who are you?
I am the gift.
And how did you do what you just did?
I'm a butler.
Oh!
Hopefully that
makes sense. Are you a machine?
No, yes. He pulls his hood back, and you do see grafts of skin around parts of his face that make him look, with the hood up, he looks somewhat humanoid enough to pass as a human if you're just looking casually. But the skin is kind of flaky, almost, not scaly, but it's like dried sand. Okay. And he has all kinds of machinery and parts. Yes.
Oh, that's quite impressive.
As are you.
Oh.
I can sense intelligence.
I gotta tell you, I've just been jonesing for a cup of coffee.
Have you?
Yeah, for a couple years now.
Well, 4 days journey by boat, and you'll have your coffee.
By boat?
Yes, Pierce's boat. And he spider climbs back down, runs pretty fast, and there's a bit of a zip as he... and flashes right in front of you.
Where's this boat at? What's the name?
Well, I believe you can name the boat now.
I guess I'll call it...
It was the Baron of the Sea, but that might be not to your taste.
We'll leave it at
that. Have you spoken to me yet? Or am I just randomly getting on your boat?
No, at this point, you're just getting on the boat. I basically was like, okay, good. At some point, I'll get my shin from you. I'm kind of... Right now, I don't like you. Because you tried to... skip out on
me. You seem busy.
But look, I check my watch and smile and look at you.
So he takes you guys to Baytown's pier, where there's a bunch of boats hooked up. The biggest, brightest, shiniest boat there is the one that the gift points to. This is yours now.
This.
He hands you a device. And this device is like it looks like a key. And it has glowing orbs and all kinds of inscriptions on it. This controls the boat. Entry, it is yours.
And should we describe what we're all taking with us?
Absolutely. So what he'll say is, I will wait on the boat. You can grab what you wish. I do suggest we leave quickly for the villagers' sake.
I already have everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same way, except for the description, which is has not been said.
Yeah.
He looks like a crazy old man, but he's wearing...
Now's the time when you actually have your proper adventuring gear on. Talk about what you look like.
He's got...
physical appearances.
Imagine, if you will, a Viking who's really skinny. With fur shoulder pads, a backpack, and a automated teddy bear basically following him around. It's about 2 feet tall. It's got a leather duster on and a hat.
All right.
That's pretty
much it. What does Pierce Ringer look like?
Pierce Ringer, 5'2", real short guy, stocky. He's got some muscle to him.
Okay. Little bit of,
Full leather, pretty strong armor with like pouches and things like that, with a big sling bag of tools and a brown leather kind of duster coat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little too long for him. and a sidearm that looks like it was made for, you know, a full-size person.
Okay.
So it's looks a little clunky. Okay. For him. And just like, you know, goods and stuff with a big beard and a sort of the, like, archaeologist, adventurer's fedora, like a brown hat. So he's like all brown and decked out and kind of...
He's got an Indiana Jones vibe to him, basically.
Yeah, yeah, a little Indiana Jones vibe.
Okay, like a Vin Diesel beats Indiana Jones kind of thing, where he's all like muscles and...
Well, not like that muscular, okay. But you can tell, like, he can...
He works out.
He can get through some stuff. Get through some stuff. He looks like if you were to be, like, a rock climber, you don't necessarily lift, like, heavy weights stuff.
Yeah, but you're cut.
You've got some definition.
Okay. So, time passes as you guys collect your stuff. If you didn't collect your stuff, you're already perusing the boat. The boat looks like a yacht, but think of a yacht with all kinds of extra sails on it. It has about 8 different sails that do... probably 8 different
things. God knows what.
God knows what. It does have 4 rooms in it. 4 full rooms. It looks like you could live on this boat, and it's probably better than your shitty-ass apartment that you've been living in. So...
Dude.
He's
a business owner.
I don't know.
He's inventory
room. He's a business owner, for God's sake.
He might live in the back. I have no idea.
He might have a really nice apartment in the back.
You may not say it openly, but this looks nice.
Yeah.
This looks really nice.
I can definitely get used to this.
Okay. The control panel to actually...
is there a coffee maker on the ship?
There is no coffee maker on the ship.
God damn it.
But there are coffee beans.
And we're underway.
What?
Well, if you're looking in the kitchen, there's these bean-like things that smell faintly of coffee.
Smashing the fucking beans. I don't have a grinder, so I'm doing what I can. With the fury of 1,000 suns, like a fucking fiend, I'm smashing these beans.
There's a certain point that you come into the kitchen and there's this guy sitting Indian style in your kitchen floor just smashing up the coffee beans. Now, there's an impressive amount of food in here. Some food you've never even seen before, because this is just... You've never been to Redstone? But you imagine it's like some redstone fineries. The gift comes up and says, "Would you like to join me in the strategy room?"
Yes.
Would you like to join us in the strategy room?
How far along in this? Has enough time passed that I can brew a cup of fucking coffee?
You can brew a really bad cup of coffee.
I don't care. It's fucking coffee. I mean, I'll even use like part of a shirt to filter the beans.
There are beans floating around.
No, I'm filtering it through a shirt. Okay. There's no beans in my damn coffee. It may suck, but it's still coffee.
Okay.
And I'm happy.
All right.
And he asked me if I want to go to the room.
There is an actual strategy room. And this room, if you put...
You can take me anywhere right now. I'm happy.
Once the Anyone walking towards the door automatically opens up, like you're at on the Star Trek Enterprise.
I hand him the cup of coffee.
It's not the best thing. It's like dirty water.
This is disgusting.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It tastes faintly of coffee, you remember. Just faintly. But that one little faint...
It's good enough.
That hint of memory of what coffee does taste like, you're holding on to. On the table in front of you guys, and this is a big strategy table. We can probably sit about 6 people at this table.
Why are we here again?
And the strategy room is actually the very top of this yacht, so we can look around everywhere in 360 degrees. Something also weird about this room is that if you look down, you can see through the ship and into the ocean, and it's a clear path. It's a clear sight down into the ocean, too. Mm. Something very special about this ship. But you can see in full 360.
Ooh.
It's nice.
Okay, now that we're all gathered here, you told me that Redmond needs us, me, whatever.
Redstone?
What? Yeah, that place?
The people of Redstone need you.
All right, I came here in the hopes to find coffee, which I have. And so what's exact... What's going on?
Well,
would you like to explain?
You, sir, are going to work off that 15 chin you owe me.
Aren't I helping you right now? I mean...
No, you helped yourself to whatever those beans were, but yeah.
They were delicious.
It was dirty.
Trade market value for those beans are 3 shin a pound.
I like those beans.
It's one of the other main exports of Redstone. You should
What?
Know.
There's more?
It's an export.
I run around the fucking room.
The main export.
I'm taking Diego. I'm like, yay!
The namesake, the red stone of Redstone. It is what they mine, and it is extremely tough, malleable stone. They may not have any course of action here, but just to let you know, the insomnia started roughly a month and a half ago.
Okay.
That's one of the side effects of these beans.
And he looks around. The only leads I have is that the Aeon priest had vowed to find out what happened. Now, a side note, you guys know the Aeon priest is basically religious sorts who study the different worlds, the other 8 worlds, basically. They're like history buffs, but they're religious about it. They're not
fanatical?
Necessarily bad. They're not really fanatical. Some are not. But every major city, Baytown included, has, even smaller cities, especially smaller cities, has probably an enclave of Aeon priests. They usually bundle up like 3 or 3 to 5 Aeon priests.
Okay.
Most of your skilled, like really, really intelligent people who really want to know about the artifacts, they generally study under Aeon priests.
And what was this Aeon priest working to restore?
Nightmares to make them go away. We have had nothing, heard nothing from the Aeon priests. It may be helpful to see what they have come up with so far. Though they do live in town, so perhaps they are as crazy as everyone else has become.
Hmm. Anything happened before all of this started?
It was business as usual.
And what other information can you give us on this?
Baron Vanderbilt, your fan, he was the mayor, or head chief, or whatever you want to call the person in charge. Now that there is no leadership, things are a bit chaotic in Redstone. But if you're ready to part, we can.
Yeah.
He closes his eyes, and the ship starts moving. We're going to storyboard a little bit here. It takes about 5 days by boat. Now, you guys are more of a tropic kind of jungly setting with Baytown. There's a lot of canals.
Diego has a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Now.
Harold and Diego are sipping some tropical smoothies.
Drinks out of, coconut.
Out of a coconut.
We're sitting on a lounge chair in front of the boat.
Oh, this is the life, isn't it, Diego?
And Pierce Ringer is going through like his montage scene of sharpening daggers and you're probably doing your vlog.
So far, fellow gazers, it seems we don't have a lot of information to go on, but apparently there's insomnia and nightmares and...
Did you want me out of the scene?
What?
Am I the gift is behind you?
Babbleclax. Yes, get... Go.
Out?
Oh, can I have a sandwich?
That is a really nice gazer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I have a...
Did you want a sandwich?
Yes.
I can make you a sandwich.
Excellent.
He walks away.
Then now... All right, just scratch that. All right, gazers.
Here's your sandwich.
Son of a... Thank you. All right. Forget
Sriracha
this for now, gazer.
Bread.
Forget this now, gazer. Oh. We're just going to eat.
And, all right. Yeah. Is it going to watch us eat?
It watches me do everything.
Hey, Peter, you want another cup of coffee?
Well, have you know, he has almost consumed the entire pound of coffee beans. 3 shen.
I'll make a note of that. Also,
he comes out to you, more coffee.
Is it free?
No.
Yes.
He pours coffee into your coconut.
No, has it been?
Into your coconut. He also pours one for Diego.
Is there a grinder on board? Has he perfected it? Like, is this now...
About day 3, he understands what you're trying to get at with the grinding methodology, and he feels like he can do it. So he does, like, in a blur, he's like, he's just pounding it with his hands. It looks a little suspect, but he...
But what's the flavor like?
Like a Turkish coffee.
Yeah, I'll say like a Turkish coffee.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Anything of note that you guys want to do before we... Head into Redstone.
I want to take a look inside the ship and see if there are any ciphers that I can add to me, because I didn't grab any ciphers.
Sure, roll a d6 for me.
I'm pilfering every valuable thing I can.
5.
5. You find 5 ciphers within the ship. There's an actual lab set up in this ship, in one of the rooms. Looks like Boren Vanderbilt, while not necessarily a skilled man with technology, did have technology that he bought with his money.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I found 5.
Right.
I can only hold and keep 2. So let's see. All right, so one of the ones that I'm definitely going to keep, because this just seems interesting, is a spike-shaped monocle, blink twice in quick succession when wearing... A plume of fire jets forth and burns organic material, dealing 4 damage.
Let's think of it like an eye patch.
Yeah.
Let's just say an eye patch where a jet of stream, like a stream of like fire bursts through whenever you blink just right.
So you're Cyclops, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But for 1 second.
Yeah.
I will say, during this time, I'm not looking for ciphers, so to speak. Just... Small valuable things, like maybe a jewel, a ring, a necklace, jewelry, stuff like that. Stuff that I can easily hedge magic into something.
Do me a favor. Let's do an investigation roll.
Okay.
And
that's against...
We're going to do this as a... This can be like an intelligence investigation roll.
Oh, I got 22 intelligence, so let's rock.
You can spin your intelligence to lower the difficulty of the roll. You are actually pillaging around, and you're trying to be sneaky.
And I'm taking into account that he's never been on this boat before, so he's never going to see things missing.
Right. And that's fine. We're just actually looking for things of value. Is that what you're trying to do? Yes, sir. Beat a 3.
Okay. Yeah, this will suck. I'm going to use my yellow die. And I'll do this on... And
or if you can describe it really funny with Diego helping you, perhaps Diego wearing necklaces, then we'll just say you beat it and you get something.
Well, I'll program Diego to keep an eye out for stuff.
Okay.
Like, and...
So he's like peeking his little bear head around the corner of like...
Yeah, the way I'm doing it, because I've seen what he can do, I'm giving him basically a mission, not a mission, but like a set of parameters that will last a finite amount of time, and then deletes that from his memory.
Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. And if you haven't, then fuck you. I'm glad I stole your time. We're currently using the Numenera rule system. And for the next handful of episodes, you'll be hearing Chris McDaniel playing Dr. Hale Green and Justin Posey playing Pierce Ringer. They're going through a module called the Nightmare Switch. After that, I'll be running them through one more module, and then we'll be off the Numenera rule system. Not saying we'll never go back. It'd be nice to come back, and especially if we have fans who would like to hear more stories being played by Harold Green or Pierce Ringer. Any module we run, I will be heavily modifying it. And this is to keep things fresh for both me and you as the audience, if you know the module, and for the players, if they happen to have stumbled across the module, perhaps trying to cheat. And I will murder them if they try to cheat. And they'll murder me if I'm a player and I'm trying to cheat. It works that way. Anyways, please let us know how we're doing, what we can do to improve. If you have a game system or module you'd like us to run through, please let us know. It would mean a lot if you like, subscribe, share, and randomly just talk about Loot and Dagger. This is our only method of personal validation, so without it, we are nothing. So it's up to you. Please share our podcast, because nobody loves your admiration and money more than me. Toodles.